Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator at St. Anthony Parish, and I welcome you to our broadcast. I also invite you to be part of our parish. We're located at 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N Street in Alston, Massachusetts. And we have Mass every single weekend, 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. And we have Mass in Brazilian Portuguese at 8 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. So we are talking this week about prayer. And yesterday, I talked to you about the book, The Day That Is Now Far Spent, from Cardinal Robert Sarah. And I talked to you about how important I think that book is and highly recommended that you read it. And one of the things that he said, as you remember, is he talked about that if we are not praying, we are walking down the path of the betrayer. And so prayer is essentially important. He was specifically targeting, I think, at that point, the ordained in the world. But I also think it's essential for all of us to realize how important prayer is. Because if we are not praying, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we cannot live the rules of Catholicism. We cannot live the morality. That's a better way to put it. We cannot live the morality of Catholicism, but that's just actually the very bottom of so much that we cannot do. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, there are many things we can accomplish apart from Jesus. He even talks about that in another part of the Bible, where he talks about that you can live a wonderful life without having anything to do with Jesus whatsoever until the storms start to come in. But do you understand that issue? He says in one point, apart from me, you can do nothing. Whereas in another part, he says, well, you can do a lot of things without me until the storms start to happen. What's the difference between the two? Is that apart from Jesus, you can do lots of things, but they aren't necessarily those things that the Lord is calling us to do. But with Jesus, you will do even more and you will do greater things. And he says that as well. You will do greater things, but you will do them within the context of the will of God and what it is that God wants us to do. So prayer is essential. It is absolutely essential for us to live our Catholic life. And I really think one of the greatest problems that we have ever had in our church, and probably one of the causes of the great troubles we have in our church, is that there has not been an emphasis on prayer for quite some time. And you cannot live the Catholic faith without prayer. Period. I mean, that's the way the show began. That's what the Catechism says. That's what Cardinal Robert Sarah says. That's what Jesus says. It's all there. You cannot live the Catholic faith without prayer. Prayer is essential. One of the things that really bothers me when I see some of the groups, you see them online, some of them have their own online ministries that talk about living the Catholic faith properly and living Catholic morality, is they'll say things like, here's one thing that you will hear, you can go to hell for committing one mortal sin and not repenting of it. And okay, that is Catholic teaching, but you never hear them say how to live a life without mortal sin. And the reason why you never hear them say that is because they never talk about prayer, or rarely talk about prayer, or talk about prayer in a very, very, how can I best put it, rote way. They'll tell you to pray certain prayers, but they'll never talk to you about really developing that intimate communion with God, which we do through prayer. Prayer is so essential for us to live our Catholic life, and we do it by building that intimate communion with God. St. Alphonsus Liguori teaches for us to talk to God in such a way that it's like we're talking to a good friend. He also says, and it was in another book, he also says that prayer is so important. Someone asked him who goes to heaven and who goes to hell, and he said people who pray go to heaven. That's essentially what he said, because prayer is an essential aspect of what it means to be a Catholic. And if you listen to what I talked about Cardinal Robert Sarah yesterday, he basically said the same thing. So prayer is important, and all kinds of prayer is important. Be careful of people who say that the only way you can pray is rote prayers. Rote prayers are part of what we pray. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be to the Father, all different forms of prayer. They're part of what we do, but we also need whole different forms of prayer. If you're looking for another book to read, which you're going to hear me recommending books all the time, I'm a writer and I'm also a reader, because you can't be a good writer if you're not a good reader. And one of the first books I read when I came back to the Catholic Church, which happened in 1980, and don't ask me how I ended up reading this book. It was just one of those things, well, this looks like an interesting book to read. And I had no idea what it was about, was New Seeds of Contemplation by Thomas Merton, where he's there, he's talking about prayer. The whole thing is about prayer and a special kind of prayer, which is contemplation, which is getting to know Christ on an even more deeper level, a deeper level. And that's what prayer is. It is really getting to understand the love of God in our lives and learning how to share it so that we can not only share the love of God that we experience, but we will become very irritated when we learn that there are people who do not know the love of God, and maybe because they've been given false teachings. So that's important, because that's what prayer is all. When we are deeply involved in prayer, then that prayer will help us to share the love of God. And remember what our mission is. Our mission is to actually lead people to Christ by the way we live our lives. Remember what I said. You and I are called to be prophets. That's what happened at your baptism. May the Lord open your ears to hear his word and touch your lips to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. You were given that commission at baptism. And so our baptism is that time where we were called to be prophets for the Lord, which obviously we can't do at 8 days old. But at the same time, we can grow to the point that we become the prophets we're called to be. And how do we live as prophets? We learn by becoming people of prayer, by experiencing prayer in all different ways, by fostering silence in our lives for a time, for, you know, maybe, and we can talk about that as we go along over the weeks, maybe experiencing a meal in silence. You know, don't foster silence in your life 24 hours a day, because eventually that's not going to work. But, you know, an hour of silence once a week, for example, or foster silence in your life in a certain way, maybe even having that experience during Lent, so that you can deepen your prayer. Because part of prayer is not only speaking to God, but listening to God. Listening to God through reading his words, listening to God through the prayer that we do. Many people pray the breviary. You know, priests and religious and, you know, the ordained and the religious are required to pray the breviary, but many people pray the breviary who are not required, and they experience insights in our experience with the Lord. And then use that as a form of, you know, working into contemplation, working into deepening our prayer. But it doesn't matter. Prayer is essential. So it doesn't matter how we pray, as long as that we are praying to Christ and we are growing in prayer, because prayer is essential, because it's through prayer we come to know the experience of the Lord in our lives. If you have two people that you know of, you've got a good friend and you've got Chris, we'll just call him Chris. So you got a good friend and you've got Chris. So this good friend you know extremely well. You know everything about him. You know everything. You and your friend have been, so it could be your spouse, could be whatever, but you and your friend know each other extremely well, to the point that you're practically ending each other's sentences. So that's important. Now there's Chris. What do you know about Chris? You know nothing. You know absolutely nothing of Chris. You know he exists. You've never talked to him. You've seen him. He's a coworker. You've seen him from time to time. But you know nothing about him except for how Chris dresses. And that's about it. You know Chris shows up at work on time. You know he leaves work on time. You know he works in the drafting department. That's all you know. And if someone were to ask you, what can you tell me about Chris? Well, nothing, except for how he dresses. I know nothing about him. I can't tell you anything about him. Well, if we don't pray, Jesus becomes like Chris. Because what happens when we don't pray is, since Jesus becomes like Chris, then we don't know anything about Jesus, and we just make all these assumptions about him, and those assumptions will be bad. So prayer is an essential part of what it means to be a Catholic. Well, we thank you for tuning us in, as we do every single day. As you know, we are here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on 950 and 100.3 WROL. And we also are St. Anthony Alston, located at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. You can find us on the web at stanthonyalston.org, stanthonyalston.org. And so we invite you to be part of our parish. We invite you to be part of our broadcast. And we thank you for listening. And we hope you have a blessed day as you continue to be people of prayer in service to Christ.